"Still awake, Doc?" asked Jared Reach as he entered the forward observation room. The lights were off, as they should be, but the room wasn't empty, and that wasn't right. Everyone except Mission Command was supposed to be tucked away in their stasis pods, nice and safe for the long trip. Even the pilots had taken the freeze. Dr. Kenneth Roman, the brains behind the mission, sat in a launch chair, poring over a handheld tablet and whispering to himself. He raised his index finger, aware that he was no longer alone in the room. Reach suppressed a half-smile. Dr. Roman was an eccentric, something of an internet celebrity back on Earth, before the whole world started to come apart at the seams.
"Sorry," Roman finally said. "Working on a few last-minute things. Something wrong with the civilian stasis pods?"
Civilian. Reach hadn't quite adjusted to that word yet. He had served 6 long years with the United States Marine Corps. He'd seen combat in the sandbox and decided against another tour because it was obvious his marriage needed him home. That lasted a month. And now? Well, he couldn't possibly get much farther from a world that had been falling apart for him long before the papers started saying so definitively. He took in a breath.
"No, they're fine. The rest of the crew are already in their stasis pods. Autopilot has us on our way. Captain Bosa asked me to verify all non-military personnel were in the chillers."
"Are they?" asked Roman, a devilish twinkle in his eye.
"Except for you and me."
Roman smiled and went back to his tablet.
"Well, the mission protocols did require that all civilian personnel enter stasis prior to our leaving Earth's orbit, but those protocols hadn't figured on the RUPAC troop movements and missile launches."
Reach inclined his head. This was the first he was hearing of RUPAC, the Russo-Chinese Pacific Alliance, jeopardizing the mission, or even knowing about it.
"Missile launch? Doctor, are we in danger?"
"Tremendous amounts."
Roman lifted his head toward the viewport, the only transparent metal on the ship.
"But likely not from the missile launch. I have other suspicions there. But yes, danger. Where we're going, what we plan to do, we're venturing into the unknown, Jared. It's wonderful and terrible."
Reach looked out the viewport at Earth, which was receding into a colorful blue, white, and green orb hanging from nothing among the stars. It appeared quiet and peaceful, so different from what was happening on the surface. You would have no idea of the destruction.
"It's a shame what the world has come to," Roman said, guessing Reach's thoughts. "Did you know mankind has only managed to inhabit about 15% of the land on the entire planet? Science has brought us to the cusp of greatness, of ending hunger and poverty, of giving every person on the planet non-carbon-emitting shelter, and we still fight over things someone else has. In a decade, maybe two, we could have solved every conceivable problem mankind has faced since first climbing out of the trees and picking up a stone to use as a tool."
Reach waited for him to continue for a few moments before speaking.
"Well, Doc, people suck. Pretty sure that first rock our ancestor picked up was used to club someone else over the head. It's the way things have always been. Fighting, making war. I think it's our default setting."
Roman frowned.
"That's a horrible thought. But you may well be right. It brings up another question. Should we even be attempting to save mankind, or should humanity go the way of the dodo?"
Reach looked back to the room's entrance, half expecting to see the captain, or worse, First Lieutenant Sherman, showing up to ask him what the hell the holdup was. But it was just them, scientist and civilian.
"Above my pay grade, Doc.
Still, it does make one wonder."
Roman was transfixed by the philosophical question, but he made no move to get up from his seat.
"You okay, Doc?"
Reach asked, moving closer to the man and squatting low to look into his eyes.
"I mean, you feeling all right?"